Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
That's the music you're going to hear on Sunday. We find out who's going where and who's playing who. Back here on Darren, Donick, and Chase. Let's head over to the campus of Belmont. It should be a very happy place today. We welcome in their AD, Scott Corley. Scott, how you doing?
Man, doing great. Obviously a much better feeling this year on Monday than it was last year.
Yeah, a little bit less sweating this Sunday, huh?
Nope. No doubt. It's good to know you're definitely going in, and obviously you're anxious to see what the seed's going to be and where they're going to send you, but it is definitely a nice feeling knowing that you punched your ticket.
No doubt. In your opinion, Scott, who's the better coach, Rick Byrd or Casey Alexander? I'm kidding.
You are not doing that.
Off the top rope to start.
It's going to be one of those interviews. I'm kidding. How cool was it to have Rick in the house on Saturday night, though, to watch that happen?
It was great. It was great. I'm not surprised that he was there. And I know he takes so much pride in this program. And, look, he recruited all those kids. And then, obviously, to see Casey, someone that has meant a lot to Rick. And, obviously, he's mentored. And you still got Brian Ayers and Tyler Holloway that he worked with for so many years. So it was great to have him in the house. It was great to see him, get his usual emotional self. And but you could tell he was very, very proud of Casey and the team.
As you know, Scott, because we talked to you leading up to the NCAA tournament, I think the day of or the day before, and so kind of we went through the journey with you. I boldly predicted you guys were going to win your first NCAA tournament game, which always has Willie going, oh my gosh, would you stop doing that stuff?
I'm rolling my eyes right now.
Stop doing that. But in all seriousness, what can a win, going to finally getting that gorilla, elephant, whatever that weight was, to finally have that lifted and to have some of these kids that went through that, how can that help them moving forward, going in again?
Well, I think it helps a lot. I mean, I think, it gives you the confidence to know that you've done it. You've done it on the big stage, and, you know what it's like. You know the pressure-packed feeling of that, of what that situation brings. And so to have a lot of those guys back that live that can only help you build upon it. And, so they know what to expect. They should be prepared. This year will be a little different. I don't see us in the play-in game. I think we'll play either Thursday or Friday. And so I think it'll be a little different. Last year was just so condensed, so compact. You almost didn't even have time to think about it.
Yeah.
And then you get that win on that Tuesday night, and it was like, gosh, catch a plane, get down to Jacksonville, and just ride the wave as long as you can. So it's a great experience to have in your back pocket if you're Grayson, Kunkel, Musinski, and those guys that went through it.
Give me the AD's perspective. What does success in basketball, what did last year, now the opportunity to do it again, and all the success that Rick Byrd had over the years in building this program up to what it is today, where, quite honestly, it's more of an upset if the team isn't playing the NCAA tournament than if they're in it. What does that brand do for your job, for the coaches that have to recruit, and just the awareness of Belmont and where they are and what they're all about?
Well, I mean, obviously winning builds, hopefully further success, and it just builds upon itself, and at the end of the day, Darren, I mean, we want to be a great ambassador and representative for the university. And so, when you combine all the exposure that we get by getting into the tournament, that's helping the university, but it also certainly helps our program. I mean, good players want to come to good programs. And to me, the consistency of being good, and that's what we can sell to those recruits and we can sell to those parents. And so, I mean, it's obviously the position you want to be in. You want, you know, programs coming after us, trying to knock us off. I mean, but it does nothing but obviously enhance the brand, but hopefully it helps the university and all that, you know, we try to do to be a great ambassador for the university, bringing more students to come to campus and just know what, who Belmont University is, where we're located, and what we stand for.
We're talking to Scott Corley, athletic director for Belmont, headed to March Madness again. And Scott, I'm a total nerd when it comes to late game situations and plays, and I know everybody will still be talking about the backdoor layup probably years from now. They've seen it before from Belmont teams, but I was really curious. I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Casey about it, but it was such a chess match. Matt McMahon knows that Belmont's going to come up with a good play from the side out of bounds with eight or nine seconds left in the game. So they called timeout. You know, they changed the formation. I'm just wondering how many times Belmont changed the play between the initial possession and when they actually ran the play.
Yeah, they did change it. I mean, coming out of that first timeout, now they had a different backdoor play, but they were going to run a different set that was going to get a different backdoor play. And, you know, Casey brought in Nick Hopkins, who's a smaller player, to do the inbounds. And I think we had trouble getting it in. And so, obviously, you know, you take the timeout there, which was heads up by Nick. And I think Casey then said, based on how they were looking to defend it, let's go with a different backdoor play. I was sitting there watching as a fan too, Willie. I was like, do you go inside the Musinski, because he was playing so well and scoring so effectively? I thought that may have been part of the design. But, you know, our guys are so well coached. And you know, Willie, it's all about timing. That play works based on timing, and I think it works because Tyler Scanlon was having such a good shooting game from the three-point line that the Murray defender had to play that potential, that as Adam Kunkel's dribbling it over, the Scanlon come around for a handoff and a three. And so when you look at the play, the Murray State player made that slight move, and that's all it takes. And then it was just great timing and a pass and a finish. But, yeah, I think it was – original play was going to be a little different. And so, you know, good timeout and good change by Casey.
Another thought that I had is, as I was watching the game, Belmont ends up 5-for-21 from three. And going in, a traditional Belmont team, that would be tough to win, I would say, in a championship game, because they have not been as good a defensive team. But I think the defense has really come a long way. I thought they D'd up very well against a very talented Murray State. When I was watching the semifinal, Murray against Austin Peay, I was really wondering in my mind, can they guard Murray? But they did, I thought, a very, very good job in that area.
I agree. I mean, and if you go back to the start of this winning streak, the game we played against Murray here at home is where I really thought we kind of found our defensive identity. I think we held them to 65 points in that game. And then from that point on, I've noticed as well the defense has really played extremely well. And I'm with you. I mean, when you go 5-for-21 from threes, that usually doesn't bode well for us as far as winning a close game. And it was really good to see that we found a different way to win. Obviously, Musinski was huge in the paint, and Tyler Scanlon, what he did. But you're right. I thought down the stretch, we really defended them well. Michael Binker did such a great job on Tevin Brown, who is just an amazing scorer. I mean, Tevin Brown played 40 minutes. He did score 17 points, but on 12 shots, and he had to work for every one of them. So I do think the defensive toughness has only gotten better as the season's gone on. And you know, in these championship tournament-type games, you better be able to defend or else you're gonna have a hard time.
So we were looking at seeds. My son and I were watching a lot of the games yesterday, and we were trying to figure out, you know, teams like Bradley, teams like Winthrop, who won yesterday. Does Belmont have the edge on them? Ratings-wise, I think there's a pretty good argument that they do. But as it all sorts itself out, Scott, what you have any thoughts? You want to take a crack at this or where you guys might be seated?
Yeah, and it's only a speculation at this point, because you got to obviously wait and see how many more upsets happen, et cetera. I've seen us at a 14 seed, and that's probably where I would predict we would end up. One of the things working against us this year, which is totally opposite versus last year, is our conference RPI, or net, I should say. I think we're 29th. So the conference did not have a very good overall year from a non-conference win-loss record. And so that may pull us down a little bit, where last year, obviously, we benefited from having such a good conference net, and that allowed us to get the at-large bid. So, I'm 14. If we can get to 13, that'd be really nice. But as a 14 seed, that's still, you're going to play a really good team. I was looking on one of the sites. The three seeds are Duke, Michigan State, Seton Hall, and Villanova. So those would be some interesting matchups. But obviously, we'll go wherever they send us and play whatever seed we are. And I do know the committee has so much data now, Willie, and they really, obviously I had a lot of – I gained a lot of faith in the committee after last year, and I do know they really try to get the seedings right, and they've got a lot of the data that goes into that. So hoping for the best.
We're talking to Scott Corley, the athletic director at Belmont, and on the women's side of things, I know that they had a big overtime win over Austin Peay in the tournament but fell to Southeast Missouri. What are some thoughts there? You think an at-large bid could be possible for the ladies?
Yeah, I don't see that happening in the NCAA. The women ran into a buzzsaw in SEMO. I mean, that was one of the more impressive shooting performances I've witnessed, men or women. For us to score 99 points and still lose by 15 is pretty unheard of. And so, overall, I think UT Martin is a little higher in the RPI rankings. Now, our RPI is good. I mean, it's in the 50s, the last I looked. And so, but I think that's going to be a long shot to get in the NCAA, and we may get an opportunity to play in the WNIT.
I know with everybody being there for the OVC tournament, we talked to Beth DeBush on Friday, and just to watch the growth of that conference over the last several years, you have a awesome venue in Evansville. We miss it here in Nashville. But what are some things that you're able to accomplish getting everybody together there for the OVC tournament as a conference?
Well, first off, it's an amazing venue. And I think from a student athlete experience, you couldn't ask for playing in a better venue. I think the city of Evansville has really done a lot to embrace the OVC tournament. They've got a local organizing committee that puts a lot of time and effort into it. Obviously, the Murray fans enjoy traveling there. It always seems like they fill up about 90% of the arena. And, in some ways, the tournament's been, I wouldn't say lucky, but having Belmont Murray in the finals each of the last 3 years while they've all been in Evansville certainly is has helped with attendance. But overall, the city's done a great job, and the venue's just first class.
What's the schedule for Sunday? What's the gathering? What are you guys doing?
We're going to do, a selection show party here at Curb Event Center. I think the doors will open. I think we're talking 4:00. We're still trying to finalize all that. But this year it'll be in the Curb Event Center. In the past we've done it in the Beeman Center. But I think from a space perspective and just, with our nice video boards and things that we have in the arena now, we're going to do it in there. And, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to celebrate a great team, a great season, and anxiously await where they send us. So it's always a fun afternoon, and then the real work begins that night, just getting all the logistics worked out.
Good stuff. We appreciate the visit. Congrats, and I'm sure we'll talk soon. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, hope so. Thanks so much, guys, for having me on. Really appreciate it.
That's Scott Corley, Belmont Athletics Director, and indeed they have punched their ticket into the NCAA tournament. You just heard him say, this year at the Curb Event Center, so a little bit bigger space. And it'll be fun to see how it all plays out on Sunday. We'll come back with more of Darren, Donick, and Chase on the other side. ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.